This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Live in studio, first up tonight, is Melbourne singer-songwriter, Alana Aldea. It's for the very first time for Alana in the Joy studio. She's done a few dance collaborations and she's just released her debut solo EP, a very warm, because it's freezing outside, a warm Joy welcome to Alana this evening.
Oh,
good evening.
Thank you. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, Alana.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, it's very joyful, right?
Yeah.
And coming from Melbourne, you're an independent singer-songwriter from here in Melbourne.
Yes.
Now, going through your history, there's no surprise that you got involved in music because you got your first piano at age 3.
I did,
thanks to grandma.
Thanks,
grandma.
Your mum, God bless her, took you to the opera when you were age 5.
Yep.
And your dad went along to a rock concert with you at age 12.
That's right.
Can you remember who you saw?
That's a mixed bag of...
It really is. I think it was Deep Purple.
Ooh.
Was my first rock concert. And, I mean, that sort of shows in my music. I love so many different genres of music. And I think that's, you know, thanks to mum, dad and grandma and, you know, my whole family around me. They just exposed me to so many different types of music that I love them all.
So when you're growing up, what was your, I guess, your... bands or artists that you followed?
Okay, so
school and stuff.
Hanson, Backstreet Boys. I really loved those.
Now you're talking.
But at the same time, I still loved, you know, going to the opera and watching, you know, like Aida and like Puccini operas and things like that. So it was really, really very varied. But I think that's what I really enjoyed when I was younger was, you know, the and Spice Girls, of course. I was massively into Spice Girls.
Favorite Spice Girl?
Posh, I think. Yeah.
You could be a posh, actually.
Could I?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Maybe that's why I like
she's channeling her in a Victoria bedroom.
In a posh tonight.
Oh, thanks.
And you did a few dance collaborations in the past.
I have, yes.
What got you into that arena?
Well, let me say, I always enjoy dance music and I used to go out to a lot of dance music here in Melbourne, you know, to a lot of the events and club nights and things. And I sort of thought, why don't I marry the two? My love for singing and my love for music and my love for dance music. So I started getting involved with some local Melbourne producers and collaborating with them. And then that kind of expanded and I started working with producers in Germany, Italy, from America. And that just sort of took off. So I found a little niche there that I really loved. And I love that kind of music as well. So I could express myself in a different way that you can in pop music.
What did you take away from that experience, Alana? What did you learn by collaborating?
I think, well, teamwork, like it
open
sometimes.
To ideas.
Yes, of course, because, you know, when it's your ideas and it's 100% what you want to do, you have all the control. But when you're working with someone else, you both have to feed off each other and you have to sort of factor in each other's likes and dislikes and things and come to some sort of compromise sometimes.
Mm.
That said, though, I did have a lot of freedom in those collaborations vocally. So a lot of times the producers would come up with the instrumentals and I would have free reign of the vocals, so the melody of the singing and the lyrics themselves. But every now and then, you know, it was a complete collaborative effort and, you know, I'd work with the producer and we'd do everything together. So, yeah, you have to just listen to each other. I think listening, that's probably the thing that I would take away from all that. Have to listen to each other.
I guess when you're doing those collaborations, it's like, one day I want to do my own music, my own EP, and you've just released your EP, your debut solo EP called Strong.
Yeah, it's very
and you
exciting.
That's a very strong name. Strong.
A little bit. Yeah. It's. I wanted to make a statement, I think.
Yeah.
Are you a strong girl?
I think I am.
You can be when...
I wouldn't mess with her, that's for sure.
I'm really nice and sweet, I promise. I think, like you said, I'm strong when I need to be.
Yeah.
And I think we all are. And that's really the message of the CD itself is that, you know, we all go through difficult times and we all have obstacles and things that we need to overcome and self-doubt. You know, a lot of the CD is talking about self-doubt. about, but it's about how you overcome these things and how you move on and become stronger and you basically come into your own. You know, it's all about being yourself. So I think strong is like a confidence to just be yourself and be whoever you want to be, follow whatever path you want in life and not let anyone tell you otherwise.
There you raised over $10,000 on incredible. The Kickstarter campaign.
Yes, that's $10,000. Yes.
Is it hardest to get that off the ground? And I guess you're a bit worried that what happens if I don't make the target and all these...
Oh, it was
what's that process like, though?
It was a very stressful process, I must tell you. It was fun. It was a very interesting learning experience as well, because it was my first crowdfunding campaign. I've never done one before. Actually, I was quite overwhelmed because I didn't know I'd get the response that I did. I really thought that, oh, you know, I'll try for $10,000 because making CDs is very expensive. Mm. But I'll see what I get, you know. And then to get over $10,000, I was just blown away. It's a really interesting process, and I found that I got closer to a lot of fans and people around the world. So it's not just raising the money. It was actually more of a marketing campaign for the CD itself.
What was the response like from... Yeah. What was the craziest response you got from a fan around the world that was willing to support you in your quest?
Yeah, well, I had some interesting rewards. I mean, one of the rewards was, you know, you get the CD, you get a signed photo and all this. And I think the craziest thing that was on there was a lock of my hair. So, That's the CD crazy. Cover has long hair and now I have short hair. I know that, you know, we're on radio, so we're not on TV, so people can't see me, but now I have short hair, so a lot of my hair went towards this campaign to make the CD. Right. So I think that's probably the craziest.
Well, we'll have to do some comparisons, and we will take some pictures and put them up on the Sound Museum page.
You've done two music videos so far, including the new single "Starting Over Again." Mm-hmm. Now you've actually shot the videos around Melbourne.
I have, yes. I really wanted to showcase the wonderful places and things that we have in Melbourne, because Melbourne actually is a really beautiful place.
We're very spoiled here, aren't
we? We really are. I mean, you know, you look at other cities like Paris is just, you know, we know it's fantastic and it's beautiful. It's beautiful. But sometimes you kind of overlook Melbourne. You overlook your own backyard. So I really wanted to find places, and I took a lot of time scouting these locations and really pairing up the locations with the songs and the mood of the songs and all that themselves. So
our special guest tonight is Alana Aldea. She is a singer-songwriter from here in Melbourne. This track is brand new from the EP called Stronger. It's called Starting Over Again. More of us next on Joy.
Our special guest tonight, Alana Aldea, is homegrown talent. Mm. Very important that we support the local music industry.
Oh, thank you,
and
guys.
We are tonight. You just hit a track beforehand called Starting Over Again, the new single. Mm-hmm. And that was from the new EP Strong, which is available now. Mm-hmm. Who produced the EP for you?
So the CD was produced by a wonderful and very talented man called Steve Vertigan from Soggy Dog Studios, actually also homegrown in Upway.
Oh, yeah.
So here in Melbourne as well, yes.
Up that away somewhere.
Up there, yeah.
Up that away.
Yeah. Yep. And the songs are written by myself and composed by myself, obviously. And I also had the opportunity to work with some amazing musicians as well, courtesy of Steve Vertigan, Boom Crash Opera, the drummer, Pete Maslin, and the guitarist.
Name drop, Alana, name drop.
Just a couple. And also the bass player from Dara Braithwaite's band, Jason Voorhe. Absolutely amazing musicians. It's just a pleasure to work with them and see them bring these songs that I composed, just bring them to life, you know, bring my vision, you know, to life.
So five songs made the EP.
Yes.
How many did you demo, record, write for the project?
Have you got a vault?
I do have a vault, a little bit like Prince's vault of, for the next... How many years was that that they'd have music to release?
100 years, I think.
Yeah, well, maybe not quite. I've got a few. I don't know exactly how many, but I decided on these five songs because as I was, you know, getting my short list of songs, these five songs seem to fit really well together and actually tell a story, which is how Strong developed. It's not just five individual songs to say these are, you know, five of my favourite songs that I've composed. They actually all tell a story, and they tell a story about a journey of going from, you know, going through all different human emotions and, you know, self-doubt and being unsure of yourself into coming out and realising, no, I want to live my life the way I want. I want to live my dream and become strong.
Did you draw upon personal experience
for some of the songs?
I did, yes. Actually, all the songs are drawn from my personal experience, various experiences I've had through life, and it's sort of very reflective of, you know, the place that I am now, living my life the way I want, with my dream being music. But I also realised these are a universal issues or what have you for everyone. So we all go through, you know, certain events in life. The details might all be different, but we all have obstacles and things that
it'd be
heartbreak.
Boring if we didn't have any drama.
Of course, and I think we've all had a bit of heartbreak.
We do need a bit of Days of Our Lives in there.
We do, yes. So I found that, you know, these songs aren't just, you know, they're from my personal experience, but I find that they resonate with other people as well that have gone through somewhat similar experiences, and they can take something away from it as well.
So we always ask this question for singer-songwriters. Mm-hmm. You write your own songs, but any songs in your repertoire that may suit another artist, do you think? Oh, this would be really good for Dasha or good for Jess Marboy or
Expected
People.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
think
a good
about
one,
the
moolah.
Imagine the dollar signs.
If you write good songs and it gets picked up, it becomes a hit.
Yeah.
Cha-ching.
Of course. Oh, that's so cool.
I'm helping you.
I'm going to store that. I'm just trying to think. I think maybe Tina Arena, I think, could some of the ballads that I like to call cinematic ballads, the one we just heard Starting Over Again. I've coined a new term, cinematic ballads. They're not just ballads. They're like, you know, they create imagery and they create something more epic than just your average ballad. I really think Tina Arena could
I'm feeling Tina Arena, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think? Yeah.
Now, we're getting over cold at the moment. You've had a cold as well.
I have as well, so I sympathise.
What's your remedies for a cold?
Remedies for a cold.
Do you whack your head inside a bucket of eucalyptus? What's the remedy?
There's lots of rest, keep warm, lots of fluids. It's all, you know, tea. I love, you know, my green tea, some of lemon tea, some honey. If I'm really, you know, cold and flu tablets, never go astray, you know, if you have to. Also, I find doesn't work every time. But sweating it out at the gym, you know, that doesn't...
I should do that.
My dad always used to say that, to sweat it out, you know,
I don't know if it actually works or it's just like an old wives' tale, but I just do it anyway and, you know, you think that it works. So.
Funny, Lana, the EP's out online and from your store, from your website.
Yeah, it's on my website. And, yeah, from my website, everyone can order a lovely physical copy.
It's going
old school.
We love physical copies.
Oh, thank you. I designed it myself.
It's beautiful.
I'm very, very happy with it. It's like my first child. This CD is how I'm treating it. This is my first baby. But yes, it's also available on iTunes and all other digital music platforms.
Any tour coming up? Any live dates?
Yes, there will be a tour. Live dates aren't out just yet. You have to keep an eye on my Facebook and my website. We're still deciding exactly the dates. Yeah. But I will be performing at the French Festival here in Melbourne on the 16th of July. I will be performing the songs from Strong as well as some of my favourite French classic songs as well.
Oh, wowee.
Oh, la,
Edith
la.
Piaf, eat your heart out.
Oh, yes, so there will be a bit of Edith Piaf.
Get Strong online right now. It's a great EP. Congratulations on the EP.
Oh, thank you so
well
much.
Done.
Thank
We're
you,
play
guys.
A track from the EP, which is a bit up-tempo.
Oh,
and
I love
this track is called Never Bring Me Down.
Yes.
I like this one.
Oh, I'm glad you guys like this one.
This is quite catchy, this one.
I have to say, don't tell the other songs, but I think this one's my favourite.
Okay.
This is going to be the next single, I think. Thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Thanks,
Thank
Alana.
You for having me. It was a pleasure.
No, you won't. No, you won't never bring us down. Oh, yeah. No, you won't. This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.